Yeah, y'all motherfuckers heard that, right? Y'all thought we were gone. Y'all thought we were washed up. Y'all thought we quit.
What the fuck were you doing? Is it what you do when I'm gone? Nah, run that back, DJ. Let's do it. To Your Average Podcast. My name is Ant.
It's Chris.
It's Panda.
And we're back, guys. We are so back. We're back like a heart attack.
No, you don't want to be that kind of back.
You don't want a heart attack, man. Okay. Bad analogy. My fault.
That's not the kind of back we want.
We don't want that kind of back.
We do not stand that back.
We don't want to stand that back. So drop that back. No heart attack. Oh man, damn man, it's good to be back, man. It's been, how long has it been? About 4 weeks.
It felt like a minute. I'm not gonna lie, when y'all were talking about actually doing that, I was like, my face lit up. I was like, no, wait. I was like, can I just leave now?
Like, I was like, leave right at work?
Now. Yeah, I was like, I just leave right now, guys. I was like, I'm ready to go over there.
Well, like looking at our fucking idea board, that bitch said August.
Yeah, yeah. No shit.
Our topic said August.
That bitch said August. We in so, October, bro. We in spoopy season.
Yeah, we're spooky. This is our fucking month. No, like, this is our month. October's our month.
Spoopy. Spoopy season.
I don't know what that means.
It's all the hip kids say spooky.
All the hip.
Oh, really?
Hipster kids.
So lame.
So lame.
Spoopy season.
Spoopy season.
So, y'all want to catch the people up? How we been? Who wants to start?
Who wants to
explain their hiatus to the people first?
Yeah, it's like we all been on like a long vacation for some reason, but we haven't. But who wants to go first?
I guess I will.
The most important guy needs to say where he's been at.
Stupid. I've been. Bully? Yeah, I got distracted for a little bit there because there was a promotion job that I was trying to apply for. It's kind of not that big a deal. It's just a little hard to get it. My promotion. Yeah, hardest interview of my life, man. Like, no shit. It was ridiculous.
Did they give you the Windows and Dallas question?
It was a 4-person panel interview, but then after that, they gave me 3 scenarios that I had to handle and write down literally how I would handle those situations from start to finish. And one was a bomb threat.
Wow.
I was like, goddamn.
Okay,
I gotta learn how to handle the bosses.
So this is what we're doing today.
This is what we're doing today, okay. We're just gonna drop it like that. No, like.
Drop it like it's hot, baby. Let's do it.
Never, but long story short, I got the job as sergeant. Now officially.
So y'all go congratulate our boy on Facebook. Send him positive vibes.
Yay.
Appreciate
it.
Yeah, you don't sound very enthused.
No, I am, and you know, I've actually had quite a bit more support than I thought I was.
Do you have any gray hairs in the process?
No, he got tanner,
yeah.
Though.
You got tanner, yeah. You got a little sun on you. I'm jealous.
I'll tell you, I'm pretty sure I got more white hairs somewhere around this whole bit that I didn't have a month ago. So it was a real stressful time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely couldn't function with the podcast there. But,
yeah, it was really tough. Well, that my fantasy team sucks, so that's the only thing that's been.
Oh, dude, fantasy team. We'll get into fantasy team in a minute, but.
Everybody fantasy team sucks, bro.
I know. What the hell, man? I'm supposed to be good season. Suck.
Football season sucks this year. I'm just saying. It totally sucks. Totally sucks. Well, I would say that mine's kind of just been with work related with me. Had a tough stretch of some scheduling as far as probably getting out late. And just being fucking tired, man. It's fucking hot, man. Fucking working, 10, 12-hour shifts in the sun. And, yeah, it's fucking hot out there. So when you get home, all I want to do is just go to sleep, eat, go to sleep and shit. I
mean, yeah, you don't want to think about
it. I don't even want to, you know, talk about being on a fucking podcast. And I'm like, man, it's hell not. But things have lightened up. Feel pretty good. The coldness is coming back to Texas,
yeah,
so I'm fucking straight with that. I can drink coffee in the morning now, which is awesome.
You can always drink coffee in the morning. What are you talking
about? I can't drink coffee when it's hot, dude. I can't.
Really?
I can't.
Not even in the morning?
No, not even in the morning.
For me, as long as it's morning, that's all.
It is morning.
It is morning.
It is morning.
It's good morning. It is morning.
But welcome back, coffee. Back into my routine.
Pumpkin spice lattes on deck.
I'm not a huge pumpkin spice fan, man. Really? Yeah, but it is what it is. I'm sure there's some people out there who cherish pumpkin spice, apple cinnamon.
You ever had pumpkin pancakes? Those are the fucking best.
I had banana bread pancakes. Those are pretty life-changing.
Just pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah. It was awesome. That was a life-changing for me.
Life-changing?
It was life-changing. Well, it's because I love banana nut bread. And I'm like, not a lot of people I know like banana nut bread. So it's really? Kind of hard. Yeah, so it's hard for me to get it.
What kind of Nazis do you hang out with don't like banana bread? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought she... Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, hey, no, hold on. Does she like capirotada?
The fuck is that?
Of course,
he doesn't
know what
that is.
That's almost practically
it's Greek
like,
to me.
But it's like, okay, it's more bread pudding than anything. You put bananas, bread.
Well, it's funny because she doesn't like tres leches. I love tres leches.
I don't like tres leches either. That shit makes me fucking want to puke.
Really?
I love it.
I fucking love tres leches. Yeah, she doesn't like tres leches.
That's more so an acquired taste than anything. But
I fucking love tres leches.
If you ever look up capirotada, you're missing out if you haven't had it.
Capirotada.
Capirotada is the shit. And it's like it's a Christmas type of dessert. It's
yeah, shit. Yeah, like the cold weather type.
Cold weather type shit.
No, no, the cold weather best. What is that shit? What is it called? The Mexican hot chocolate champurrado?
You got atole, and then you have champurrado.
Champurrado, that's what I be drinking with that, with the fucking...
two of them. I think the only difference is I think they mix...
concha.
What is it? Not maíz, but the masa, like the... Not masa, the corn, whatever the fuck shit, cornmeal, you mix it in, that's what the difference in one of them is.
Maize?
No, it's, man, I forget what they call it. But whatever the cornmeal is called, that's what you mix it in one of them, that's what makes it different. I think it's atole that has that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Fucking atole.
Sounds shit. Fucking awesome.
It is the shit.
Well, yeah, my story is, I've kind of been busy with work, been tired, and I'm excited to be back at it. Decided to continue giving the people what they want and everything. And Panda, what's up?
Yeah, where you been at? That's thunder. I heard that shit right.
Yeah, it's thunder. It's thundering right now.
Man, well, basically my story is the same shit as you. Work's been crazy. Route's been growing. It's just been kind of hard with trying to get stuff coordinated to get down here and get something recorded. But yeah. I mean, on my time off, on our little hiatus, I've been to chiller concerts, getting drunk at bars. So,
what's the bar that you've been hanging out at?
Trying to get drunk at bars with them, but that parking situation was not good. Literally, man, you talk about going to Mama. Tried one. It was a Saturday night, I think. I had nothing to do. Yeah. And I was like, man, I gotta go do something. So I went to Deep Ellum, and there was a parking lot literally right around the corner from Mama Tried.
Yeah.
And it was full. So I figured, you know what? I'll wait. Somebody's bound to pull out. Somebody pulled out. I pulled in. I got my spot.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you don't have a parking attendant.
Yeah, you had to have the Park Mobile app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I tried doing that, and then it kept telling me parking's not accepted.
What?
Like pay to park or whatever. Pay to park's not accepted. So I called the number, and the operator's like, "Yeah, it's saying that the parking pay to park is not being accepted right now." And I was like, "So what does that mean? Am I gonna be able to park my car there?" She's like, "Well, you'll probably have it towed if you're not paying for it." I'm like, okay, so I can't pay for it, but I'll have my car towed if I leave it there anyways.
Right.
And I was like, man, I'm not gonna, I can't risk leaving my truck out there. So all that work, man. I drove around for at least 30 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, he did drive around for a good minute.
And when I finally found it, just sent her away, and I was like, nope.
That sucks.
It was not meant for me that night, but I wanted to try it so bad because I could see everybody out and about. And Mama Tried was packed that night. I was like, damn, I can see everybody.
It wasn't packed when I went there.
I told you, you just went on an off night.
I went on a Friday night at 8 o'clock, and there was no one at the bar.
I'll tell you, I went that Saturday. Man, boy, you can do wrong. There was people pouring outside the building. I was like, damn, man.
I will give them kudos because, it's expected, but it is a country bar. And they have a huge fucking portrait of fucking... The Urban Cowboy thing. Yeah, I fucking love that fucking movie, man. Urban fucking Cowboy. John Travolta. What's up, bro?
Wait, John Travolta?
Yeah, he was an Urban Cowboy.
I never saw that movie. I don't think I'd ever watch a Western movie with John Travolta. Mm. That's so lame.
Well, he was in his younger days in that movie, but it was a pretty funny
movie. Oh, yeah, hell yeah. He was hella young.
Oh, yeah.
Like, especially when that mural.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, yeah, that's pretty much where we've been, guys. We have missed you. We've been getting a little bit of feedback here and there from people who are saying, like, hey, what's up? What's the new episode dropping? When what's going on, guys? Have y'all quit? I'm like, nah, we ain't quit. Shit. We ain't left.
Every now and then, I see a little update on Facebook. Like, you have
one. You haven't posted anything.
And every time I see it, my heart will hurt just a little bit. Every time. Me too. I'm like, damn it, Daniel.
Oh, I feel the same way on Instagram. Looking at it like, oh, you have five. When our views used to be like, you have 50 views in like 7 days, like, and then I just saw it dwindle down to like 3, 2, and never got to 1.
Man, our fucking like audio boom analytics, bro, they're dead.
Yeah. We're picking it back up because
get the momentum going again,
get the blood flowing. It's fucking October. This is the month that I've been looking forward to because
spooky season.
I just want to do fucking spooky season, spooky stories. It's spooky time.
I want to do spooky things.
I was actually hoping to throw a Halloween party this year, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, man.
You remember the last one I threw?
At your old house?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was legendary.
You remember where I won't say his name because he might listen, but he shit his pants. You remember?
Oh, man, I don't know, man.
He shit his pants, bro. Hey, he wouldn't admit it, but he shit himself. Oh, it was great. He tried to hold it in. Look at his face turning red right now. He's like laughing hard.
I see it.
Yeah. That was an epic Halloween party, man. Like all the people that did show up, man, they showed out. Like my cousin actually, like he DJ'd that night.
Yeah.
He came full fledged dressed up as Jack Sparrow. It was legit as fuck.
Jack Sparrow's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh man, we should do a Halloween party.
Yeah, I need to do one. I was like I said, I wanted to do one this year, but plenty. I might have to wait till next year.
I was actually talking to Donna about doing a Halloween party this year.
Y'all should.
At your house?
Yeah.
Y'all should. Costume party, everything legit.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about doing it. I was thinking about doing it.
I don't know. You still got a little bit of time?
Making some
brisket. Yeah, a lot of bit of time.
Throw a couple
It's only like the second week, right?
Yeah. Got all the costumes and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ransack all the Walmarts, but you have
to. I really only want to be Stone Cold. Going with a mask, like the real life mask. That was awesome. Have you seen it in person?
No, I haven't seen it.
That shit is legit. Like, I was like, wow.
There was a legit Freddy Krueger mask that I saw that I really liked, but I was thinking, man, I feel like when something is that skin tight, like, I start getting real claustrophobic. Like, I can't breathe. I just want to, like, remove it to start choking.
Get it off of me, Chief.
Get it off of me. So.
Oh, that is that some was a fucking, close one right there.
That was some Poopy. Good thunder. It's going to start happening. Anyways, unfortunately, we don't really have anything scary for you guys tonight, but we do have, well, it might be scary for some people who actually been to these places.
Bank account scares shit out of you.
Yeah, that too. I'll be scared too.
I got 20 zeros in my bank account.
Especially when I start buying shit off of Amazon. I'll be like, oh, shit.
I think I bought like 20 things in the past like 2 months.
Here we go again.
Here we go
like crazy again.
Oh,
but
we got some light flickering going on. I don't even know we'll make it through this episode. Shit, it's not gonna be destined to happen.
I think it will.
Okay, so tonight we're not gonna dive into anything terrifyingly scary, as in ghosts or ghouls or warlocks, ghouls, goblins, but. We're going to do something funny before we dive in, because we still have a pretty good amount of weeks left in October, so we're going to start with something funny, something cringy, something surprising, and probably just downright nasty. We're going to read one-star reviews of strip clubs in Dallas.
Detail.
So, I actually have a couple of them that's kind of lined up right now.
Yeah.
And I was actually quite surprised at some of these reviews, because some of these guys actually wrote guys and girls, kind of wrote long paragraphs, and they really, really felt like they wanted to express themselves in this comment section. So, I got one here from PT's Men's Club. I don't know who's been there. If you have, hey, kudos to you if you had a good time. If you didn't have a good time, hey, maybe you should have read the Yelp reviews. Hashtag Yelp, sponsors. So I'm going to read this exactly how they have written. I'm not going to correct anything for them. I'm going to read everything word for word how they have it. So this is from a user who visited this club 3 months ago. Quote, quite possibly the worst gentleman club I ever been to. And that not just Dallas.
Hold up. What's up? Did you say the name of the place or no?
PT's Men's Club.
Okay, my bad.
PT's. Okay, yeah.
I was looking at mine. And I was like, okay.
Huh. Is it the same one?
I don't know.
I got a different one. I got two from a different club. Yeah.
Sweet. And not just Dallas. I've been to 13 countries and half the U.S. and nothing is as terrible as this place.
Bullshit.
First.
Why are you flexing on a fucking review?
You say it's been 13 countries.
Why are you flexing on
a
review?
I'm pretty sure, like, there's a lot of third world countries that there's some nasty shit going on.
Mm-hmm. Ever been to Newark?
I don't know what that is.
Exactly.
Newark, is that in California?
No, that's in New York or some shit.
Oh, okay.
First, there's a $20 cover just so you can BYOB, only to pay $8 for a large bag of ice. That's $30 you have the privilege of enjoying a beer in their less than accommodating confines. Sure, I was there on a Sunday, but I don't open if there's four girls for about 30 patrons. My friend was tipping the girls on stage. I gave a few tips. Nobody came to sit with us. And no, we're not bad looking guys. We're both married to beautiful women.
That's something that always ugly people say.
Yeah, I was going to say, so if you're ugly, you're going to say I'm beautiful. Like,
I'm beautiful on the inside.
I'm beautiful on the inside.
My mom thinks I'm
mad. That's exactly what I thought about when I read this. I was like, okay. But the talent that day was loaded with nothing better than 5 to 6s.
Upon 5 to 6s,
yeah,
not bad,
5 to 6s. Yeah, I'm gonna say, well, considering they're not coming over to talk to you, I mean, they could be ones or negative ones.
Daytime shifts,
this guy said negative.
Day shift strippers or 5 or 6s, that's not too bad.
Not too bad.
You'd be like 2s and 1s.
It's like that guy in Office Space, like, well, type of girls that want to double up on a dude like me.
Yeah.
Upon leaving, I expressed my sincere disappointment that $30 basically got me nothing more than a bag of ice. I knew I wasn't getting any money back. Odd. I came prepared to drop a good amount of cash. Their loss. The security team are a bunch of tools. 6 to 7 of them came outside to kick me off premises while I was waiting for my Uber. All standing by my Napoleon of a security manager. Short, weak, and unable to physically remove anyone his own. I took the group as a compliment. And would have been a fair fight in my heyday, but I'm a broken man after a bad motorcycle accident, so those boys went home without a good whooping that night.
All right, this guy's trying too hard now.
I was like, bro, you...
He's trying to win troll top fan of the year or something.
I was going to say it. I was like, bro, like, you really went in-depth.
Top troll fucking award.
To go into that whole scenario like that.
Yeah, that was, like, very elaborate.
That ending, he kind of... I think he was listening to Alan a little bit of a...
Embellishment on the...
Yeah, what's that guy? No, that's that song called... I ain't as good as I once was.
It's a country song.
It's a country song.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
I ain't as good
as I once was. I would know it's a country song.
Oh, yeah.
My country music is a little bit limited.
Trust me. I know.
Okay.
Mama tried. I love you.
P.O.P. Hold it down.
Hold it down. I can't see.
What do you got, Chris?
I got two.
You got two?
I got one that's a little short and sweet.
They got cases with dogs on them.
And I got... they look corgi. Yeah, I got two. I got one that's short and sweet, and the other one's kind of like, yeah, a little bit detailed.
Okay.
So this one's from the Spearmint Rhino.
Okay.
In Dallas.
Uh-oh.
I've never been there.
Okay.
I've been needing to go.
I've never been to a strip club
before. I
need to
go, but like, I want to go in there. But the review...
I don't know, shit.
The person that left this review simply goes by the name of F.R.,
FR.
The little picture of his little profile thing is like some little cartoon character holding up a knife. But he actually left 2 stars. I guess he gave him a little bit more credit. But short and sweet, he said, a stripper queefed on me while giving me a lap dance.
What the fuck?
Not satisfied. He said, not satisfied. A stripper queefed on her while giving him a pass.
I mean, you have to be, like, aware that that shit could happen.
That's true.
But I don't know, still, man.
I don't know.
I mean, how
often do women queef like that, though?
Well, my thing is, what kind of movements are you making?
Remember that guy we used to know, his name was Queef?
Shut the hell up. He did not know somebody.
His name was not Queef. Everybody just called him Queef. fucking dick.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah. My thing is, like I said, I don't know I'm not female, so I don't know. Maybe it's possible. I say, what kind of movements are you making that you're getting pockets of air in there to make it just kind of...
I don't know.
like, just kind of go to... And, I mean... I don't know. Maybe he just felt it on his leg or something? Do you think he actually got it in his face or something? Could you imagine?
Depending on what move it was. I mean, how did he know?
I'm sure there's something bad really you can catch in your face if you got queefed on right in your face. The air and microbes of stuff that are going on.
I mean, you would get pink eye, wouldn't you?
Well, I would think that's like probably the least of your concerns, but yeah, I think you could get pink eye easily.
I wonder what he did.
I say maybe he just
I wonder if he continued to not hurt or not.
Herpesophilitis of the face.
Herpesophilitis.
I'll tell you what he did.
The ganja something.
He split the lips and blew air into it, bro. That's the only logical fucking way air got in there.
Oof. I just like... You know, some women can apparently control that and make it kind of like, you know, you do armpit parts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they can
wow. They can make it do that just by kind of going, like kind of like when you do a burp, like a fake burp, you get
a burp snort
like that. You know, you just kind
of you did. Oh, that's awesome.
you just kind of inhale.
Out of nowhere.
No, you just kind of inhale and fake burp.
Oh shit! Like, bonus. Oh no, that stinks. Stop it! you're like Charlie like from fucking Willy Wonka and shit, like, burping all over the fucking place and shit.
This guy.
You know, okay, Grandpa Joe, goddammit! Settle down! You're down from the ceiling! You are down from the ceiling.
Alright.
You're safe.
Wrong, sir. Wrong! What is when he gets. Oh, he flips the switch on him?
Wrong, sir. You are wrong.
Okay, so this next one's from Spirit Rhino. This is from a review called J Money.
So
you know he's probably legit.
You know he's legit. Got J Money. Let's do it, J Money.
This is a 1-star review. Alright, so here we go. Alright, says, I was severely disappointed in the food on my last visit. Not that it was terribly tasting, it was decent, you know, like strip club decent. Like, I could eat there again, but I wouldn't go out of my way to do so. Anyways, I had the ultimate lobster crab cake trio shortly after arriving, and as I'm enjoying myself with one of the chubbier entertainers, and in my defense, I like them a little chubbier because they have more quote-unquote fun. When my stomach started to turn. After using the lavatory, thinking my dilemma was over and going back to my debauchery, is when it hit me. I had to almost throw the entertainer off of me in order to make it to the restroom. Although I will say I had to part ways with my boxer briefs after that. I had to head home and end my fun early, sadly, out of fear of soiling myself. Other than that, I was severely disgusted with the state of the sconces in the club.
What the fuck?
Don't y'all clean those things? Oh.
What the fuck is...
The sconces are those little wall lights.
Yeah. I see. That motherfucker pays so close attention to him.
He Damn. Said the sconces, the condition of the sconces, is what disgusted him.
No, sir, that is
not
dirty.
The fact that he got the green apple splatters off of eating the motherfucking ultimate lobster crab cake. The fucking Hershey squirts, he fucking lost
first
it.
First off, who the fuck goes to strip club just to eat?
I do.
Why?
Because it's fucking great sometimes. Okay. The fucking Cabaret Royale? They have you pay the dollar cover fee to get in, right? $10 for the buffet, and I shit you not, we went there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I shit you not, it was fucking fantastic.
Really?
Yes, it was great. And surprisingly enough, of all places that have made me sick, I never got sick off that food. Never got sick off that. I've eaten Whataburger. That's nearly fucking killed me. But I've gone to the Cabaret
But not strip club food. But not,
yeah,
strip,
not strip club food. Food. That strip club food made me ride that day. I was like, I tell you what, it was worth it. It's a buffet. All you need. You just stand there. Throw a dollar here.
What kind of food do they have?
Just like your standard. It was, okay, I would say it's like a, maybe just a slight grade above your shittiest Chinese food buffet. Florida. Okay. But,
so basically, yeah. was it Chinese food or American food?
It was a mix of all that. Yeah, you had some Mexican, you had some Chinese, and you had some American food. I got mostly like some chicken parmigiana type of thingy.
Oh, that sounds good.
Like a little spaghetti tetrazzini type of dealy. I got a couple spaghetti of like, sliced potatoes. Type of dilly. Like the sliced,
say that five
like
times
the,
fast.
Like the, like the potato chips that are kind of, you know, they're like, what are they, like potato slices?
Like wedges?
Like not wedges, but it's like you know how they come circle roasted slices sometimes, kind of like how the how like when you know when you go to Chinese buffet around Dallas, they have like the bacon potato. It's like the slices of potato, like the discs.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay. Interesting.
I never got cigarette, and they had the best rolls. They had the best rolls that day.
Best rolls.
I don't know if it was just that day or whatever. I mean, nothing beats Normal's rolls, obviously, but they had the Normal's Cafe rolls, but they had the best rolls that day.
Best rolls. Nice.
Yeah. Good rolls.
Good rolls. Well. Rolls.
He said he liked the chubbier dancers.
That was a lot.
I mean, I've seen the chubbier dancers before.
Yeah.
And I'll admit, I say, I don't know about quote unquote fun, but those chubbier girls work a little bit harder because they work a little bit harder to entertain. I'm just saying they do. I'm just saying they do. I'm just making an observation. I'm not saying that it's right. It doesn't sound double standard at all because it does. I'm just saying, I've noticed an observation, they tend to be a little bit more energetic.
And fun.
Enthusiastic. Yeah.
Mm.
That's true.
You know what? Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know, I've never been.
Wait. You never been to strip club, or you just never been to that one?
Because of my religion, I can't go.
Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah, nah, just kidding.
He's Mormon.
Oh, well, I was going to say, yeah. He's Mormon. I was like, all right, but I can't clown on you for that. I'm not going to clown you because of religious beliefs. I'm like,
John Smith.
This is what the country was built on.
Who the fuck is John Smith?
Freedom of religion.
All right, so I found one. That's one star, but mine is from Silver City.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm like, okay, let me see.
I've been there.
I've been there. We, yeah. Hey, me and you.
No, we didn't.
I remember that
I
one.
I plead the fifth. Wait. You know, holy fuck, we did.
You know your wife listens to this, right?
No. Yeah.
But she knew your voice.
Yeah, she knew I was a stripper.
Okay. Because it was your bachelor party, quote unquote. And it was me.
Hey, man, we need to scrap that episode,
bro. It was
just
me and him.
That episode is not going to see the day of light. We need to scrap it, bro.
It was just me and him, and it was his bachelor party.
It was an awesome time.
It was actually really fun. I had fun. I admit. And the funny experience is I was actually, like, there... Like, just kind of waiting around. I'm like, man, all these dudes out here just kind of dropping all their money. I'm like, man, all these dudes just, like... I think that was the second time I've been to a strip club.
That's the thing about the strip club, too, is that, like, they're willing to drop, you know, just random ones for some...
They weren't even getting action.
They were just kind of, like...
Yeah, they were just dropping. Yeah. Like, you would think whenever you go to a strip club, right, you're going to, like, see somebody dancing and trying to entertain, you're going to actually give her the dollar or something. You know, right? Mm-hmm. These guys were just dropping.
I guess that's a new thing to do.
Anybody could just pick it up and just drop it. I mean, they weren't even looking, they just drop it. I'm like, I never had it like that.
What the fuck?
That rain's starting to come in now, good.
Yeah.
Alright, so mine's from Silver City. The guy who left the review is, his name is Rashford D. From Louisville, Texas. And it's a couple years back. It's March 19th of 2017. And this is his words verbatim. These are not my words.
Alright.
One star review.
Alright.
This whole trash.
That's the way it started.
That's the way it started off, buddy.
Trash.
Marking this strip club on my air quotations never again list. All the ladies were 90 pounds and couldn't dance. You won't even get an... Whoa, I should have pre-read this.
No, say it.
You won't even get any erection in this place. Either go somewhere else to see women or bring some... Oh, damn. Or bring some board game.
Oh, no.
Because you'll be bored in here. My waitress was slow and had an attitude, too. Four people marked it as funny. Two people marked it as useful. And one person marked it as cool.
Cool?
That was probably him or his friend or something. That's cool of me, bro. That hoe is trash.
I have one more if you want me to go again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Same place, Silver City. This time the person is Sam M. from Dallas, Texas. February 4, 2017. I didn't preview this, so let's see how this goes. To the girl who called this place cleanish, you've either got to be joking or you're the filthiest person in all of Dallas. Went to this place for my second and final time last night. A pack of wild prostitutes would not leave me alone.
What the fuck?
Flashing condoms and telling me to pay for an unlimited VIP. These managers need to get control of their staff and seriously clear out the trash. 4 useful, 5 funny, 1 cool.
Well, at least the usefuls were up there pretty good. I'm
useful
like, okay.
Words up there. That's
safe sex, trying to reduce crime.
Yeah, they were trying. They were doing safe sex. Hey, you can't deny safe sex, even though you're not supposed to do that in strip club. But
you're not supposed. It's not a brothel.
It's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane. No.
Okay. Mile High Club.
Mile High Club.
Oh, I had one that I even forgot I even saved. It was kind of funny. Sort of.
And then that's it for that one.
That's crazy. But that's pretty, I'm not seeing a huge pattern here besides just the girls, but the ones that I came across earlier was people were kind of upset that they had to pay almost $50, $60 just to actually get into the club because they had to pay for parking. And then once they paid for parking, then they had to pay a cover charge. And then if it was BYOB, then you had to pay for ice, you know, to get your drinks going. And I mean, even before you set foot on the floor, you're already $80 in. And say you're going on a budget, you know, like damn,
dollar balling.
Yeah, you're dollar balling. You
balling
know?
On a budget.
Like you're going on that last hurrah with the Inca tax. Like that's all you got left. Like damn. So here's one that I was thinking, like, that's a lot of fucking money. So here we go. This is another one from. This is from Zona Rosa, actually.
Oh, don't dog on my place.
This is from Levin.
You guys are just outing yourself. Don't. That's my place, bro. Don't talk shit. No.
This is from Levine P. Worst club I've been to. We get there. There's no tables, so we pay $20 to park. I don't even know. I guess. Whatever. I'm just going to read it how it is. So we pay $20 to park, $20 to get in, and then if you wanted a place to sit, it cost us a minimum of $75. So as soon as I walk in, we spent $115. Then one of the dancers came over and talked me into a dance. She promised it would be the best dance ever. Nope.
It'll change your life.
She was on the phone with her boyfriend the whole time, talking about him cheating and how hurt she was. The whole time she was on me, she was talking about suicide. Then when she got off the phone, she stopped dancing and asked me for a Benjamin. What the fuck?
$100?
Yeah. Bro.
Damn.
That was depressing.
It sounds like she's a sad girl. What's up, girl?
I'm like, man, the homeboy already just wanted to go in for a nice little dance. Like, hey, I just want to see some tiggle beaties, and I just want to dance. But you're over here talking to me with your problems. Nah, this, I'm not no counselor.
This is my time.
This ain't a beauty shop. This is a salon. What is it? What is the Mexican salons called? Boutique. This isn't a fucking boutique.
Yeah, business boutique.
Shit. Fuck. Anyways. Chris, you got another one?
I have one last one I forgot all about. It's kind of different. Is it Experiment Rhino? It's the same one. Same
You're
club.
Going after them, bro.
I had three I remember saving. So that's it. And then this is actually from Veronica Johnson.
Uh-oh.
One star review. It's not that funny. I mean, it kind of is funny. It's more like an in-depth type thing. Anyways. What's our review? Says, me and my sister visited for her 25th birthday, I guess. This is great staff, sexy girls, but no chocolate. They need a little mocha and caramel. Everyone needs variety.
Mm.
That was their complaint. No diversity.
Really? Jesus Christ.
No chocolate, no mocha.
No chocolate, no mocha. Man, that's just terrible.
It's sad world we live in. We can't diversify your strip clubs.
I know. Come on, man. Get with the fucking time. It's
2019. I know. Who's late to the program?
Who is late to the program? I don't know.
Apparently them.
I mean, it's the city of Dallas. I'm sure you could... I'm sure there's a... Well, I know the selection for strippers probably isn't that huge to begin with, but I mean, you have such a high population, you're bound to find a diverse group of females that are probably ready to just kind of give it a shot, even if it's only for like a week or two.
That's ready true. To shake it for some money.
Yep. It's the dollar bills, y'all.
Dollar bills, y'all.
You got another one yet?
Not yet. I'm still searching some.
Put me in, coach.
Go for it, bro.
Alright, so apparently this one is for... Where the fuck am I at? Where the fuck am I at? The Club Dallas?
The Club Dallas, yep.
So this is probably a recent one. It's from Jonathan S. Oh, he's from Miami Beach. So you gotta know this. This dude has to know, like, good strip clubs, because it's Miami, right?
Yep.
So, one star on April 25th, 2019. Beware. The pool is closed. No one seems to know when or if it's going to open. Still had a good time, though.
That's pretty nice. That's really, really nice. I got one last one here for me. And I wasn't going to leave the most popular strip club in Dallas out because everyone in Dallas knows about this strip club. All the Cowboys apparently know about the strip club. Dallas Cowboys know about the strip club. Called Ecstasy.
Oh god, that's Murder Central for certain.
I'm just saying, bro. This is from Fred S. This is pretty recent. It's about a year ago. This review won't be popular, but it will be accurate. I give this place a rating of 0. To be blunt, if you're a white guy or a white girl, forget about going here. This is not your place. If you go to the club expecting to see beautiful women, this is not your place. If you go to a BYOB club expecting reasonable prices for mixers, this is not your place. One dancer was so nasty that when she bent over, everyone was able to see how ineffective she was at wiping her ass after taking a dump.
Oh my god. That's disgusting.
I had to fight back the urge to vomit. That was the point at which my friends and I left. I don't give a damn how much the cover was, 20 each. It was better to leave than stay. Go somewhere else. Go somewhere else. It's not worth the cover. It's not worth your time. It's not worth your money. It's not worth losing your lunch.
God.
Dude, is that Dr. Seuss? Cause that
sounds like a fucking nursery.
It was awesome. I love that one. It was awesome. I love that one. Kudos.
Like a nursery rhyme.
I give him kudos.
Do
on that
like
one.
I like Green Agent. I like them, Sam. I am. Oh god.
They did have a. Actually, this is kind of. This is going here. This is actually the response from the owner.
Hello, the owner.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a big old ham on this.
From Macy J. Hello, Fred. I'm sorry to hear about your bad experience at the club. We're normally known for our exceptional attention to detail, and your feedback helps maintain and improve where necessary. Ecstasy is known to cater to a diverse crowd of all races, so perhaps we are just not diverse for you. Our women and our staff are also diverse, group of all mixes of races, and are considered the most beautiful women performing nightly. But it seems they were also not your taste, so sometimes we can't please everyone, period.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Okay. They're professional.
Yeah. Okay. Not really back talk, but you know.
Yeah, just kind of like
telling it how it is.
Give me a piece of my mind.
Piece of my mind. Anyways, yeah. Ecstasy, bro. Ecstasy.
Man, I don't know. I've never gone there because
I've been there once.
I'm like, I'm not gonna get shot over this shit. It's not that serious. Like,
I think you're talking about Tigers. That's where you really get shot.
Oh my god, yeah, that one. I could see that one be worse than freaking Ecstasy.
Tigers is like, god damn. Tigers is worse. Everyone who's in Dallas knows about Tigers. And I would suggest everyone. I don't even want to suggest. I just think that everyone would know about Tigers. And
Just don't go there. That's where you go if you're on the, like, you know, on the, your last rope. Or last,
that's what I'm saying. Last your last hurrah, your income tax, like, that's where you go.
That's where you're trying to, I mean, that's like, that's the Dollar Tree of strip
clubs.
It's not gonna be built in the best area. Everything's gonna be a dollar and it's gonna taste stale.
It's in plenty like, of it's gonna taste stale. Colors are bland,
everything's
the floor is 80s.
Yeah, everything is sticky.
The floor is sticky.
The floor is sticky. There's scum underneath the table.
Everything is sticky. You gotta be careful what you're touching. You catch your herpesipelitis.
They only have one stall.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, it was great.
What a diverse group of people, bro.
I know. Some of these guys are just like, they articulate a whole story on how to troll. I think it's, you know, that it's I don't know. To me, it's so surprising how people go that extreme to just kind of like write a bad review and go into such detail. It's just crazy, man. I wonder what they do talk about when they actually leave like a positive review. I bet it's probably like the most glorious thing you'd ever read or something. Like
I got one last one for Ecstasy Cabaret. This is I don't even know what I don't. I think it's your fault. Like, you shouldn't have done it. Like,
lay it on, it's cheap.
You shouldn't have done it.
Open the door on it.
This is from Carrie S. Watch out. This place is one scam after another. The girls say they're going to go home with you for $500.
Okay.
That's where you fucked up.
The club will charge it to your credit card. Then the girls disappear. What happened? Rip off. Scam. Liars. Thieves. Stay away. I will never let this happen to me again. I guarantee you, he let that happen again. I'm pretty sure. I'm really sure it happened to him.
Again. Damn it, not again.
Damn it again.
Next time it won't happen.
God damn it.
I told myself I wouldn't fall for it again.
God damn it. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, your first sign is going to be that you got charged by the club. Yeah, you're going to.
Well, not just that, man, but like.
Like, they're is not brothels, like, you know what I mean? Like, this.
It's not a fucking brothel. It's not a brothel. Man.
What do you expect? I mean, like, you're not gonna. Like, that's not how it works.
Plus, isn't that illegal?
Yeah, brothels are illegal. Yeah. Prostitution is illegal in Texas. Yeah,
prostitution is illegal.
But, I mean, it's just like.
It's the oldest profession in the world, but it's illegal.
Yeah, it is the oldest profession in the world. But it's still, illegal. Though, like.
That's sell just, your body for money. I
mean, it's crazy, yeah. It's crazy that like, people still think, like, oh, yeah, it's
fine. Like, I don't know why. Do you feel it should be illegal, though?
I think so because
if two other, consent, if there's two consenting adults.
Well, that's not really the aspect I'm looking at it. I'm thinking more so the reason when you make something like that illegal or when you make something like that legal, you gotta think about it like this. It's kind of like it's hard comparison. What I am against about is when you have prostitution going on, then you usually have human trafficking going on.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like,
you can't have your cake and eat it too.
So it's that's the worst way to say it.
I know.
That's the worst way to say it. Because those guys.
Not my best analogy.
Those guys.
It's the first thing that came to my head.
Right. Yeah, you can't fucking put a woman.
You can't have prostitution because you're not gonna get
to cake.
This.
It's not cake. No, it's just,
you're just hungry, bro.
Human trafficking and prostitution go hand in hand and. It's fucked up, so I don't think it
should have written some massage parlor ones too.
God, you remember the Swedish Institute?
No,
was that a thing?
It was. It was no. The Swedish Institute was the name of this massage parlor. It was right off 35.
There's a whole bunch over there.
Everybody, like, for some reason, it was weird because
Jasper.
Oh, see, I don't know about that.
I didn't know all these fucking names.
I just remember that one was the one that used to always be talked about. Like, oh yeah, you go on there and it's like, you know, happy ending type shit, you know. And then they finally raided it, apparently, and they closed it down. But, I mean, I remember, like, growing up and just hearing a lot of people talk about that place. And I'm like, why is it still open? Like, you would think it's illegal. And then it was, like, many years afterward that they actually shut it down because they raided it finally. But
interesting.
Finally.
Well, I mean, because I remember growing up and you know, I'd drive by there and see it all the time. And people would be like, oh, yeah, they're always, you know, happy ending and this and that and whatever. And I'm just like, I wonder why it's not getting shut down. And then I think, like, it was, like, a couple of years after I remember hearing about all that, they finally actually raided it and shut it down. So.
Yeah. This is a pretty interesting segment. I like this little episode. This is pretty out of the water, fresh back in the back in the bag, back in the groove, trying to get the wheelhouse going again.
The podcast wheel spinning.
The podcast wheel spinning again. I think we got the spark going again.
Like we always had that pizzazz, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
definitely. We're gone another 2 months.
Nah, hell no. 2 months later. And we're back, guys. Sorry.
Welcome back to season 3.
Season 3. Yeah, we're going to be like Game of Thrones and like stop at season 6.
And then do a spinoff?
No, and then not show the next season for like a year and a half later and shit. Like, God damn it. It's too long.
I never watched it. I never followed it.
Well, Game of Thrones is awesome.
But everything drug on, man.
No, it didn't, man.
I'm gonna get to the point kind of guy. You know, I want to get my lulls.
You're not going to get that.
I want to get my lulls. I want to get my cakes, and I want to feel happy afterwards. And
you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Really, the only episode I saw all
did
the way
through. Did you hungry or something?
I'm actually starving, so. The only episode I saw all the way through was the very last one when they had that big old fight. The battle, and the chick actually shanks that big old giant thing, and they take down the frozen guy, freeze guy.
You're totally going everything out of context. You're not just enjoying it for what it is. But
he just said he watched the last episode.
That was the only episode I ever saw.
Yeah, but I'm saying he didn't enjoy all the other episodes, though. Well, battle of the Bastards.
It drug on so far. Like, yeah. It took every episode. It's like watching... It's like watching one movie stretched over days. And it's just kind of a beatdown, you know? Because you're kind of like, when's this going to end? And then you're like, when's the next cool thing going to happen? But it doesn't happen because they're too busy talking about stuff.
What? It's not for everybody, man.
Yeah.
It's acquired taste, like there's leches.
Oh, fuck.
There's leches, man. But anyways, guys.
Kind of want a tamale donut.
Tamales do sound good right now.
Tamale donut?
A tamale donut?
Tamale donut.
Other shit is just tamales.
Even tamales right now sound good, man.
Tamales sound good, too, man.
I haven't eaten anything. I'm hungry as hell right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm super hungry right now, too, anyways.
Caesars?
Bitch. DoorDash or what?
DoorDash or what?
Caesars?
They still do the 2-for-1?
I don't know about
and
that now.
And living on a cliff in a mile in a minute, so I don't even know if they even.
Hell no. Well, that might be open. I don't know. But anyway, guys, if you like this episode, you like the subject matter, let us know if there's anything you want us to review, because we'd be glad to do it, because it's pretty awesome. I mean, I just kind of picked this one out of...
Well, it was a good one.
We picked it out kind of thin air. And if you want us to review some bars, some restaurants, some gyms, some grocery stores, I don't care what it is, just let us know. Like, hey, guys, review this for us. I'm like, okay, cool. Just send us a link at our Instagram at PodcastYourAvage, either on Twitter, YourAvagePod1, or on Facebook, on the Facebook group. And check us out. Let us know. Anything else you want to add in, Panda?
Nah, bro. I got to switch my fantasy team.
It's going to rain again. Damn.
It hasn't stopped.
It hasn't
stopped. Typhoon.
It is a typhoon. Shit.
I just realized I had a player that's probably not going to play.
You suck.
She had to optimize my lineup.
As a fantasy manager.
I optimized my lineup. For Snickers.
Snickers. Go hungry. Go home. Anyway, guys. We'll see you next time. Deuce.
Deuce.
Adios.